Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Teela Carter, and she is the president of the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Teela.
Good morning.
I hear there are going to be some really happy garage sale hunters coming up on the 4th of May. So let's talk about where they should go.
Well, anywhere, Audubon, Exira, Brayton, they all are participating in the garage sale. This is our 29th spring garage sale, so it's been happening for 29 years.
But I'm thinking, Teela, that in my long experience, that I really hadn't heard about the towns working together. Now, so I'm thinking that didn't happen for 29 years, but quite a few years. Doesn't matter how many years. It's a good thing for you all to work together.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. You know, the advertising, we just all worked together. And I guess this was, started happening in 2009, and it was somebody in Exira, one of the Exira residents, asked if we could join forces, and that's what we did. And I think it works out well for everyone involved.
You bet. It's not that many miles between those towns. And if you're a real garage store shopper, you'd probably travel even more miles than it is between Exira and Audubon, because it's exciting to find all the good things that you can find. And you have maps for those places?
Yep, there's maps in town. You know, you can get them at any of the local businesses, probably most of them. And I think the Audubon map has 53 garage sales on it.
Wow.
And there are all kinds of treasures to be had.
Wow. That's a lot of places to visit. You got to start early in the morning. So what time do they open?
Well, you know, I think some of them probably start Thursday night. Friday there's garage sales. And then Saturday, most of them probably until noon.
Okay.
Opening at 7 a.m. is probably what a lot of them say. It says watch for the early bird sales Friday evening, but I think some probably start Thursday night as well, but Friday is the big kickoff.
Okay, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, anytime you have time, you might want to check all of those out, because as you say, lots of treasures. And of course, you know that old saying about what one man's treasure is another man's junk, or And in this case, probably women's also. So
yes.
What fun.
And
so,
I know if you're a true garage sailor, you go through it and you highlight which ones you want to mm-hmm. go to, and you have it down. So
mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Always fun.
Yeah, make the best use of your travel time, right? You don't go back and forth.
Exactly.
You go lay
That's
it out.
Right.
And, yes. So are you one of those, Teela?
You know, I am usually one that would have a garage sale before I actually when your kids were littler, it seemed to be more of a thing to go, you know who had what, but I haven't had a garage sale for a long time now, so
you need to go shop. You might find something you really, really, really
maybe
need.
Maybe I will. That is right.
And there's little things, big things. They're probably, I don't know, maybe even some appliances. Who knows? You gotta check it out.
Appliances. What else did I see?
I'm sure there's clothes at some of them.
Clothes, yeah. Appliances, clothes, computers, home decor, kitchen decor, kitchen appliances, you know, all everything.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you can find just about anything you needed.
You bet. And some things we don't need. But
exactly.
Fun to
that's
have.
What makes it fun.
Yes,
that's, right.
That's for sure. Because, you know, the big news right now is decluttering. Well, that doesn't mean that you can't get something new, or that you have to get rid of everything you have, but maybe make your choices a little bit differently than before all the decluttering. And I don't know about you, Teela, but I've certainly been in that decluttering mode, and that's what makes for good sales.
Yes, that's right. Well, and then there's also the reuse, repurpose.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, you can take it home and make it yours.
That's right. So those garage sales are happening, Brayton, Exira, Audubon, really on May 2nd, 3rd, 4th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So choose your date. But you think Friday's probably the big day?
Friday, yeah. It seems like Friday night's usually always really busy. And then, you know, the Saturday morning, Saturday morning crowd. But yeah, if you are truly wanting the good deals, Friday night always seems to be busy. But, you know, a lot of them can't open until Saturday. So, you know, if you can make it both days, I would try to do that.
Okay, very good. Well, Tila, let's talk about, this isn't the only thing happening in Audubon. I'm sure there's some other things that you might want to mention that are coming up this spring and summer.
Yeah, June 1st, there's Art in the Park in our city park, which is so pretty, and it'll be blooming here pretty soon. The tourism is having Art in the Park, so pretty, and it'll be blooming here pretty soon. The tourism is having Art in the Park, so that will be fun. Make sure to see if you can get to town to check that out. And then June 2nd is our flight breakfast, and that's a Sunday morning from 6:30 to 10:30 down at our airport. And there's a bunch of local volunteers that come down and serve breakfast, and the airplanes come in, and it's always a really fun morning.
And they still do omelets? They make omelets as well as...
Yeah.
That's special.
So, pancakes and omelets.
Yes.
So,
great.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's a shuttle that you can take, because you can't park at the airport, of course. So there's a shuttle that you can hop on. So, and then, let's see, Audubon County Relay for Life is at the Agra Hall June 7th from 4:30 to 8:00.
So, and is there something, I was trying to think, is there something unique about some changes they've made with that, or am I imagining that?
Yeah, no, they've changed it to the Agra Hall. They wanted to try something different down at the fairgrounds. You know, I think the weather had played a part too many times, so they just wanted to see how it would work down there.
So mostly inside.
It looks like Waspies and Two Palms Grilling will be there at 4:30, and so... Yeah, and then the Danish Countryside Vines and Wines will be there with live music and, I would assume, wine tasting.
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you?
So I would think so.
Yeah,
it,
so
it
you can come.
Say that, but I would think
you can just make an evening of it. Bring your family, get your evening meal, and enjoy some entertainment. And at the same time, do something good for Relay for Life.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yeah.
And then Thursday nights in the city park, starting in June, we have music in the park, along with the farmer's market. And then most Thursday nights, they're going to try to have somebody there cooking as well. And the Chamber's cookout is, the Audubon Chamber of Commerce cookout is June 13th. So
June is packed.
June is busy around here. Heck yeah. And then there's golf tournaments, poker runs, all of that going on. And then also the Audubon County Historical Society is presenting a Bees and Monarchs in the Garden, and that's Saturday, June 22nd. And that looks like a really, really neat program to get to. So,
will they be having a noon lunch? Often in the past they've had a...
lunch provided, a brown bag picnic, it says.
Okay.
Lunch provided. And so I think you do have to pre-register for that, but man, that should be a fun day too.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And what about Albert the Bull? What's happening with Albert the Bull?
Well, Operation T-Bone is coming right up. That's the first weekend in August.
Uh-huh.
So,
but is he all remodeled and all painted and all taken care of now?
He looks really good. Yeah. I think they painted him last year, and his kiosk is up to date. He got a fresh coat. The kiosk itself got some paint on it, and yeah, he should be all spruced up, ready for his big season.
You know, and folks around here, perhaps I'm generalizing too much, but you know, if you've kind of from the area and you have driven to Audubon at all, you go, hey, kind of just take Albert the Bull for granted. But people come from all over. That was the only thing my father wanted to see when he came to visit me.
Yes.
So people come from all over to see Albert the Bull.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you're right. We do take him for granted. But I just actually did some research on him, and it was quite impressive the story behind him. And mm-hmm. if you haven't had ever taken the chance to go listen to the kiosk, it kind of tells a story, and there's pictures and stuff. So well worth a stop if you haven't actually ever just stopped. You've just driven by. So
okay, good point.
Put it on the summer agenda.
Yeah, even those of us who've driven by there 100 times maybe haven't stopped. So good idea, to do that. So, again, we want to just remind folks that the garage sales are coming up this early May, probably the best day, the 3rd, but also probably some sales on the 2nd and the 4th. So get on up to Brayton, Exira, and Audubon to take advantage of that. We want to thank you very much, Tila Carter, Audubon County Chamber of Commerce Director. We thank you for your time. Until next time, here's a kind of a strange thing to ponder. How is it that we put man on the moon before we figured out it would be a good idea to put wheels on luggage?